We now have our second feature, an absolutely heartwarming tale of the romance between a prisoner of war and a bus clippy in wartime Norfolk, written by Derry James and read to us now by Karen Buchanan.
It was in the summer of 1968 when we told how a former Italian prisoner of war returned to Norwich to visit the family who befriended him when he was at a camp on Mousehold Lane. That was towards the end of the Second World War. His name was Erkel Voltan, and he arrived with his wife, Josephine, formerly Giuseppina, at Rizza, and their daughter, Sonia, to meet up with Sam and Edith Berry and their daughter, Myra. "They were real friends when I needed them most," Erkel told us at the time. Now today, that friendship continues between Myra and Sonia after all these years. Now she's Myra Hawtrey, who received a National Honour earlier this year, the Unsung Hero Award for her outstanding contribution to netball over many years. And Sonia lives with her family in Canada. Grandmother Myra, who lives in Sprouston, takes up the story for us. Around 1945 or 46, there was a German prisoner of war camp on Mousehold Lane. I lived on Pilling Park Road. Most Sundays would be taken for a walk by my parents over Mousehold Heath, and we would see the prisoners walking around the exercise field next to the huts. Eventually, the Germans were moved on. Italian prisoner of wars were housed there. As they weren't considered to be a threat, having changed sides and fought with the Allies at the end of the war, they were allowed to go off camp on walks. One Sunday, my parents began talking to a soldier who spoke good English. Following that, every Sunday he, that's Erkel, would look out for us, and I remember he and his friend coming to our house for tea. Some people didn't think fraternising with the prisoners who'd been out our enemies was a good thing, admitted Myra. And now it was during this time that Erkel became friendly with a girl of Italian origin, who Myra thinks was living with the Valori family, well known for their fish and chip shops and ice cream. Her name was Giuseppina, or Pina, Risa, one of five children born in Inverness. Her father had died when she was two and she'd had a tough time. Her mum had had a breakdown and she with her sisters were placed in a children's home run by nuns in Aberdeen. Pina won a scholarship and moved to a boarding school in Hampshire before joining the Women's Land Army during the war, and she met the love of her life while working in Norwich as a bus conductress. Erkel was repatriated to his home village in Italy, working as an interpreter for the Allies, and kept in touch with his Norwich friends, the Berry family. By then, Pina had moved to London to work for Barclays Bank, but they continued to correspond, and in July 1947, she made what would have been a very difficult journey, with everything still chaotic after the war, to visit him and his family in Italy. Their long-distance love affair continued, and in April 1949, they were married at Milan Cathedral. First off, they moved to Scotland, where Erkel worked on the hydroelectric systems being set up there at the time. Then, says Myra, in 1950, they decided to move to live in Toronto, as Canada was encouraging workers to emigrate there. After struggling initially, they both got good jobs. And all this time, my parents still corresponded with them. And I remember that Pina became an Avon rep. She used to send my mother and I an Avon lipstick, which wasn't known here at the time. They had two children, Edward and Sonia, and Erkel worked in real estate. And in 1968, Erkel, or Pina, as she changed her name to Josephine, and Sonia visited the UK, and they spent some days in Norwich visiting my parents, and Myra says an article appeared in the Evening News. So by the time that Myra's mother died in 1984, unfortunately they'd lost touch, but that wasn't the end of the story, far from it. Looking through old photographs in early 2019, Myra saw her friends from all those years ago, and she thought she'd Google the name to see what popped up. I was pleasantly surprised to find a lot of information about Pina, or now Josephine, and that was in the local Toronto newspaper. She was 97, and the article was about her receiving an award from the local hospital's oncology department in recognition of fundraising for them, following her treatment for stomach cancer when aged 87. The article said she was living at Humber Heights Retirement Home. So I found the address, says Myra, and sent her a letter card of Norwich Cathedral. And I was delighted to receive a letter from her daughter Sonia, saying how thrilled they were to hear from me after so many years. Although Sonia was only 8 when she visited us in Norwich, she remembered it quite well. I even found an entry in my diary from July 68 saying that I'd taken her to see Elvis in Clambake. Sadly, Ercole had died in 2001, and in May of 2019, Josephine, or Pina, passed away. But I was so pleased, says Myra, that I'd been able to make contact with her. Sonia and Myra keep in touch even now with each other. She has a son and a daughter, and Josephine had written her life memoirs, and Sonia sent her a copy. It was a very fascinating story of a very eventful life. And the Eastern Daily Press is asking, did your family house a prisoner of war in the 1940s? They'd like you to get in touch and email, if you did, at charlotte.smith-jarvis@archant.co.uk. That's charlotte.smith-jarvis@archant.co.uk. Or drop us a line. We'd love to hear your stories. So do get in touch. Always lovely to hear from you.
Thank you, Karen. What a lovely story.